Chapter 14. The five of them walked out the expansive double oak doors at the front of the mansion.
"Where do you think Ruth has gotten off to?"
Nance asked.
"Probably the garden," Ida answered.
They stopped at the top of the limestone steps.
"Well, I guess we'll go that way to look for her."
Nance pointed to the right, then turned to Lexi.
"Which way are you going?"
"I think over toward the..."
Woof!
Houdini had appeared on the steps, and Sprinkles lunged for the cat, who humped his back, took a swipe at Sprinkles, and then ran inside the mansion, just as the front door swung shut. Sprinkles ripped the leash out of Lexi's hand, but since the door was now closed, her efforts to follow the cat inside were thwarted. She raced down the steps in a blur of white fur and ran in a big circle on the front lawn, her leash trailing behind her.
"Sprinkles!"
Lexi took off after the dog. Sprinkles didn't want to be caught. She looked back over her shoulder at Lexi while she picked up speed and darted around the side of the house. Lexi ran after her with Jack close behind. Nance, Ida, and Helen followed them, keeping pace with a speed that belied their age. Lexi followed Sprinkles to the remote garden that she and Jack had visited earlier in the day. This time, there was another visitor there, Ruth. She was bent over, examining the bright pink roses that covered the garden. Sprinkles stopped short next to Ruth, who bent down to pet the dog. Houdini's black paw shot out from behind a rose bush, leaving two bloody lines across Sprinkles' nose. Sprinkles backed off and crouched under another bush, whimpering. Lexi's heart crunched at the sound of her dog in pain. "Aw, Sprinkles, I told you not to chase that cat." Lexi bent down to inspect the damage. Her arm scraped against the thorny rose bush. "Ouch!" She drew back, looking at the half dozen scratches on her arm. Ruth looked over her shoulder.
"You're lucky none of those are bleeding. These roses have very sharp thorns."
"Hey, wait just a minute there," Ida said. "How did that darn cat get down here? I distinctly saw him run into the house and the front door shut behind him. It's almost like there are two of the darn things."
Nance looked at Ida sharply.
"That's a good point."
She bent to inspect the rose bushes, moving through them to the side of the building.
"Now be careful, Mona," Ruth said. "These roses are very thorny. I've just discovered this is an incredibly rare variety, and I think..."
Nan snapped her fingers, interrupting Ruth.
"I've got it!"
She pressed her palm against the mansion, looking upward at the expanse of large granite stones. A smile played across her lips as her hand traced the stones of the building. She nodded her head.
"Yes, indeed."
She snapped her head around and looked at Jack.
"Call Inspector Garrity and have him gather everyone in the conservatory in 1 hour. I know who the killer is, how they did it, and why."